Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Emergency training for dozens of first responders today in Oakland County with an exercise meant to simulate a mass casualty event.
Southfield Fire Department's training center behind Station House Number 5 here on Losser Road was the site of this year's exercise, organized annually by the Oakwood Mutual Aid Group, a collaboration of 11 full-time fire departments across Oakland County. This year's event coordinated by Captain Jason Deno with the training division of the Southfield Fire Department.
Past years, we've done things like active shooter scenarios, cars through crowds, things so we can be prepared as our fire departments to respond to such incidents. This year's scenario was based off of a high-rise fire on the fourth floor of our training facility here in Southfield, where we had multiple victims, both on the fire floor, above it, below it, which is designed to overwhelm our initial response and cause us to call for additional resources.
The captain telling me that 40 nursing students from across Oakland County played those victims in this latest scenario. Following the physical exercise, part two of the training was the debrief evaluation of the responders and their prioritization of the victims. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
A recent Western Michigan University football player has passed away.
The Dallas Cowboys announced the passing of defensive end and Michigan native Marshawn Nealand this morning. Nealand spent 5 seasons at Western Michigan and grew up near Grand Rapids. A statement from the Frisco, Texas Police Department Thursday morning says that Nealand was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after evading pursuits from police. TMZ reports that dispatch audio reveals these police pursuits were initiated after Nealand's girlfriend reached out to police for help when Nealand began texting family members goodbye late on Wednesday. Nealand was drafted by the Cowboys in the second round of the 2024 NFL Draft. He was 24 years old. Brendan Shabath, WWJ News Radio 950.
The winner of a local city council race passed away right after being approved by voters. Greg Ouellette, who won a seat at Tuesday's election for city council, passed away shortly after the polls closed. Mr. Ouellette was a well-known figure in the Auburn Hills community, serving nearly 28 years on the city's planning commission. In a statement, his wife said that it was Greg's lifelong dream to be a member of the city council. She was comforted by the knowledge that he was elected by the citizens prior to his death on Tuesday evening. 2 days after the election and the mayor's race in Hamtramck remains undecided. As WWJ's Pat Vitale reports, officials hope to have a clearer picture of what's going on by the end of day tomorrow.
With only 11 votes separating leader Adam El-Harbi and Muheeth Mahmood, the city clerk's office has notified 150 voters of problems with their absentee ballots. They might be missing a signature, or maybe the signature there doesn't match with what's on record.
There was a letter that was sent out to those 150 residents whose ballots have to be cured, letting them know that they have until Friday, November 7th at 5 o'clock p.m. to cure their ballots.
That's Omar Thabit, administrative officer with the clerk's office, sharing the message on social media. I called this morning and was told that so far, 2 people have come in to correct their ballots. Again, the deadline is 5 o'clock tomorrow. All ballots are due at the Wayne County Clerk's Office on Monday, where the process of certifying the vote will begin. Pat Vitale, WWJ News Radio 950.
The government shutdown is not just impacting those with 2 legs.
Any government worker not getting a paycheck because of the shutdown can access free pet food thanks to Michigan Humane. This morning they held a giveaway at their Berman Center for Animal Care in Westland. Chief Philanthropy Officer Jamie Westrick says pets shouldn't be forgotten when it comes to getting food support.
We really consider pets as part of the family. And when you think about food insecurity, a lot of times people aren't thinking that families in need still have a pet, but the reality is 70% of families, regardless of their socioeconomic status, own a pet, and they love their pet.
Westrick says Michigan Humane has partnered with local food banks like Forgotten Harvest and Gleaners, so people who aren't getting their SNAP benefits right now can pick up food not just for themselves, but for their pets, too. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
And number of stops and 30% decreases in delay at different arterials or different corridors in Oakland County.
And he says there is not enough data yet to determine if the impact on safety. No need to imagine it.
Imagine Entertainment is again this year inviting service members and veterans, plus a guest, to see a movie of their choice for free on Tuesday, November 11th. For one day only, all active military and veterans can visit the box office at any Michigan Imagine Theater and receive a ticket for them and a guest for any film of their choosing. Limit 2 tickets per service member, and tickets must be used on Tuesday, November 11th. See Imagine Entertainment for additional restrictions. To redeem the offer, guests must provide either a service ID card or their discharge papers. Kyle Kimball, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.